morning and Merry Christmas. It's an honor to be here this morning to give the message to you this morning.
Okay. 不好意思, 很荣幸 在这个主日的早上能够在这边分享神的话。
I also want to thank Grace for translating the message for me this morning.
感谢主有人翻译。
Before I get into this message this morning, May and I want to thank all of you for your love and support for our family this past year.
在讲道之前，我的妻子May和我想由衷的感谢你们在过去的一年中对我们家庭的爱护和支持。
We have been very blessed to serve here and glad that we were able to make some good friendships.
我们很感恩能够在这个教会服侍，而且和弟兄姐妹们建立友谊。
We know that 1 year isn't a long time to serve, but we hope that we have been a blessing to you.
虽然一年的服侍不长，但希望神借着我们使你们得到祝福。
And we are thankful that we are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we know that wherever we go, that we'll still be serving the same God.
因为我们在基督里是弟兄姐妹，所以无论在哪里，我们仍然可以一样的服侍和敬拜我们的神。
We pray that God will continue to bless this church and use all of you to make an impact in the community around you.
恳求主继续的祝福圣安教会，并且使用你们每一位来为主影响这个社区。
Let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get into today's message.
让我们一起来祷告，然后进入今天的信息。
Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this Christmas season where we are again reminded of the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父，在这个圣诞的季节，我们再一次为你赐下独生爱子耶稣基督来感恩。
We thank you for sending him to earth so that he may die for our sins and that we may be saved.
感谢你赐下他为我们的罪而死，我们才能够得救，有永生的盼望。
We thank you for your great love for us.
谢谢你对我们的大爱。
And as we listen to the message this morning, may you speak to us.
求主借着今天早上的信息对我们每一个人说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I wanted to start by reading a children's book to you. It's called But Not the Hippopotamus by Sandra Boyton.
今天早上我想从一本儿童的书 叫做 But Not the Hippopotamus 来跟你们分享。
So this is one of our kids' books.
这是我们小孩在读的一本书。
Okay. So But Not the Hippopotamus by Sandra Boyton.
就是 但是河马却没有这本书。
A hog and a frog cavort in the bog.
沼泽里有一头猪和一个青蛙，但 河马却不，却没有。
But not the hippopotamus.
但是河马却不。
A cat and 2 rats are trying on hats.
一只猫和两只老鼠正在试着戴帽子。
But not the hippopotamus.
但河马却不。
A moose and a goose together have juice.
麋鹿和一只鹅正在喝果汁。
But not the hippopotamus.
但河马却没有。
A bear and a hare have been to a fair.
熊和兔子就跑去园游会，但
not the hippopotamus.
但河马却没有。
Now the hog and the frog hurry out for a jog.
现在猪还有青蛙就跑出去慢跑。
With the cat and the rats in their new running hats.
接着猫和老鼠也带着新帽子加入了。
While the moose and the bear and the goose and the hare are doing their best to keep up with the rest.
虽然麋鹿和熊、鹅和野兔也正在尽力地跟上其他人。
But not the hippopotamus.
但是河马却不。Then
the animal pack comes scurrying back, saying, Hey, come join the lot of us.
然后所有的动物就匆匆地跑回来说，嘿，快来加入我们啊。And
she just doesn't know, should she stay, should she go?
只是河马不知道怎么样回答，她应该留下来还是应该去。
But yes, the hippopotamus,
这一次河马说 yes， 好的。
But not the armadillo.
但是刺猬却没有。
Now this is a silly and fun story.
这是一个有趣而有点傻傻的儿童故事。
But I think there's some truth to it.
但是我认为在其中却有些道理。
I think that many churches are like these animals.
在教会的群体当中，人们就好像这些动物。
We are either in the group like the animal pack, or outside the group like the hippopotamus.
有些人在群体中就如同这一大群的动物一样。
And even after the hippopotamus is accepted into the group, there's always another person who's outside, like the armadillo.
但是就有些人像河马一样在群体之外，甚至河马它被接纳进入群体的当中以后，总是会有一个像刺猬的人被排除在外。
So as we look forward to this Christmas and holiday season, let us remember why Christ came to earth.
当我们在期待圣诞的假期到临时，我们要回想为什么耶稣基督要来到这个世界。
We need to love and accept one another and welcome everyone into the family of Christ.
这就是为什么我们需要彼此相爱、接纳，而且欢迎每个人来到基督的家中。
Today we'll be looking at Philippians 2, 1 through 11.
今天我们的经文是在腓立比书第二章一到十一节。
May and I actually chose this passage to be read at our wedding, even though it's not a typical wedding passage.
其实这是我和妹在我们的婚礼中所选择读的一段经文。
But we like it because it reminds us of Christ's great love for us and how we should love one another in the same way.
我们很喜欢它，因为它让我们回想起基督对我们的爱，还有我们应该如此的以同样的方式彼此相爱。
So let's go ahead and read this passage.
Okay, 让我们来读这段经文。
Philippians 2, 1-11. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy of being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also into the interests of others. Verse 5. Have this in mind among yourselves,which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus,every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Okay, 让我们一起来读腓立比书二章一到十一节。所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
In this passage, Paul is writing to the Philippian church, and he's challenging them to be a worthy partner of spreading God's word to the world around them.
在这段经文中，使徒保罗写信给腓立比教会，并且挑战他们成为神合作称职的伙伴，将神的话传播到他们所到之处。
They were living in a time of hardship and persecution, and it was very easy for the church to be influenced by the world.
当时他们是生活在一个艰难，还有信徒常常被逼迫的时代，教会很容易就受到世界的影响。
So Paul challenged them to be unified and moving in the same direction.
所以保罗劝勉他们合一，并且挑战他们同往一个方向前进。
And the way to do that is to love like Christ.
那要如何做到合一呢？就是要像基督一样的去爱。
If our church members are angry with one another and people are gossiping and there are unresolved conflicts, the church will not be effective in their witness to the world.
如果我们的教会成员彼此生气，那弟兄姐妹们爱说闲话，没有解决冲突，教会就无法有效的为主做见证。
That is why we need to love like Christ.
这就是为什么我们需要像基督一样的去爱人。
Now there are four things that Paul focuses on that I think we could take away and apply to our lives.
保罗所说的有四个重点，我认为可以启发我们，并适用于我们的生活当中。
First, Paul says that we should be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord in one mind.
第一，保罗说我们应该要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
Paul is saying that our core belief and foundations have to be the same.
保罗的意思说我们的核心信仰和基础必须是一样的。
We have to be clear that salvation is through grace and faith in Christ alone.
我们必须清楚救恩是唯有靠着耶稣基督的恩典，也借着信。
We are not saved by works.
我们得救不是因为行为。
We have to have the same mission that Christ called us to go to.
我们也必须要有同样的使命。
To go into the world and not just convert people, but make disciples.
就是主呼召我们去进到世界里，并不仅仅是让人改教，而是使人成为耶稣的门徒。
We need to actually invest in one another.
在实际的生活上投资在我们周围的人。
We have to have the same calling to love God with all our hearts, our soul, our mind, and to love one another like Christ loved us.
当我们回应主的呼召，尽心尽性尽力的爱主，并且能够像基督一样去爱每一个人时，
The whole church, from kids to grandparents, needs to be on the same page and living this out in our lives.
整个教会从小小孩到祖父母就能够互相理解，并且在我们生活中活出这个样式来。
Now this doesn't mean we all have to think the exact same things and like all the same things.
我这样说并不意味着我们必须思想一样的事情或是喜欢一样的东西。
We are not a cult.
我们并不是异端。
We don't want to force everyone to think exactly the same way.
不愿意强迫每个人都有同样的思想。
It's okay for us to have different opinions and thoughts.
能够有不同的意见和想法是很正常的。
People might have different views on politics and how to approach social justice and other things, and that's fine, because we're different people with different backgrounds.
不同的人对政治和社会问题会有不同的看法。这是好事，因为我们都是不同的人，来自不同的背景。
The key is how to work and serve together with those who might think a little differently than us and do things a little differently than us.
关键是我们如何学习与不同想法的人一起同工，一起服事。
How can we still have unity when we are clearly different from one another?
当我们发现彼此的想法、做事方法明显不同时，我们如何能够团结合一呢？
Paul says to have the same love.
保罗说要爱心相同。
To love them.
要去爱他们。
Love those who are different than you.
爱那些与你很不一样的人。
We'll look at some practical ways to do that next, but here's one more thing from the verse that I want to remind us of.
我们等一下会探讨一些实用的方法，但在这个经节里，我还有一点要提醒大家。
Paul also says that we need to be in full accord, or in other words, to have the same mission.
保罗还说我们需要有一样的心思，一样的意念。
As a church, I hope that we really learn to serve one another and serve together.
在一个教会里，希望我们真能够学习互相的服侍，而且一起服侍。
Too often, Asian churches that have multiple language services can fall into the trap of becoming mini churches inside of one church.
在很多的移民教会里，通常会有多种语言在不同的堂会中敬拜。
The English only focuses on the English ministry.
但是如果一个教会每个会堂只管自己的事，像英文堂只管英文堂的事情。
The Taiwanese and the Taiwanese.
台语堂只费心于台语堂的事
and the Mandarin and the Mandarin.
那华语堂就顾自己的事
But we are one church.
这样的话就陷入了陷阱因为我们是一个教会
So we actually need to get to know brothers and sisters in the other services.
所以在实际上我们应该去认识了解其他不同堂会的弟兄姐妹们
And we need to see how we can support their ministries and serve together.
我们也可以去关心他们情况，扶持他们的事工，并一同服侍主。
Okay, back to how can we love those who are different than us?
好，让我们回想，如何能够去爱那些与我们不同的人呢
？Secondly, Paul challenges us to do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself.
其次，保罗挑战我们，凡事不可结党。不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看自己比别人比自己强。
Here we see that we love one another by humbling ourselves and putting others above ourselves.
在这里，我们看到我们可以彼此相爱，是先要谦卑自己，把别人放在自己之上。
It's easy and natural to look out for our own needs, but we need to put others first.
只关注自己的事情是。很自然的事，也是人之常情。但是圣经要我们先替别人设想。
So how do we do this?
我们怎样才能够做到这一点呢
？One practical way of doing this is by listening to one another.
一个很实际的方法就是倾听别人对你说话。
And I mean really listening.
我的意思是真的专注的在听。
I have met people who I've tried to have a conversation with.But they aren't really listening to what I'm saying.
我曾经遇到过与我交谈的人，他们只是人在那里，并没有真正的在听我讲什么。
They're only thinking of what the next thing they want to say.
他们只是在想他们下一个要说什么。
Those aren't really fun conversations.
这样谈起来不是很有趣。
Instead, we really need to engage with one another and to get to know them.
所以呢，我们应该确实的花时间倾听，并且了解对方的需要。
Putting others first also means serving them.
把别人摆在自己之先，也意味着服侍他们。
Without expecting anything back in return.
而不期待任何的回报。
It can be cleaning up other people's trash.
举个例子，就是帮助别人清理垃圾。
At my previous church, I've seen youth students make a mess, and they don't throw their lunch plates away.
在我之前服侍的教会，有一些年轻的孩子，他们吃饭的时候就会弄得一团糟，然后没有把他们的碗盘拿去扔掉。
But I've seen other students go and clean up the mess for them.
然后后来就有其他的孩子，在之后替他们清理干净。
That shows me their heart of service.
这个就是显示他们服侍别人的心。
Yeah, it can be taking time out of a busy day and schedule to help a friend, to listen to them, to see if they're going through a hard time.
Yeah, 也许就是在忙碌的一天中抽时间出来帮助有需要的朋友，或是抽空倾听陪伴处于困境的人。
Thirdly, Paul says that we need to look not only to our own interests, but also into the interests of others.
第三，保罗说，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
This is pretty similar to the previous point, but this means that we need to spend time with one another.
这一点跟上一点很相似，但是这里所说的就是我们需要把时间花在别人身上。
I see this especially the case of welcoming newcomers who come to church.
我认为这一点尤其适合教会欢迎新来的朋友。
It's natural for us to just hang out with our friends before, during, and after service.
对大部分的人来说，我们都喜欢跟自己要好的人讲话聊天。
But since you're already going to hang out with your friends, why don't you take some time and really welcome newcomers?
但是既然你已经要花时间和朋友聊天，为什么不也花一些时间欢迎新来的朋友，认识他们
？Meet them.
欢迎他们。
Welcome them.
了解他们。
Get to know them.
去认识他们。
And invite them to join your group.
并且邀请他们参加你的小家。
Or if they're older or younger than you, bring them to a group that they might fit in with.
或者是把他们带到一个适合他们年龄或是质量的小家。
Looking at the interests of others also means doing things that you might not always like to do.
替别人设想也意味着做一些也许你并不喜欢做的事。
In order to build up the church and to build up unity with one another, we sometimes need to go out of our comfort zones and do something that we might not always find interesting.
为了教会着想，而且建立合一的心，我们有时候需要舍弃自己的喜好。
Maybe that means serving in children's ministry because there's a need for it.
也许就是去儿童主日学帮忙，因为那边有需要。
Or maybe it's staying at church afterwards to eat lunch instead of going out to eat because some people want to save money.
或是在主日崇拜后留在教会吃午餐，而不是出去吃饭。因为这样可以多花时间关怀弟兄姐妹们。
We all do this for the purpose of really getting to know one another so we can serve and support one another.
我们之所以要这样做，是为了真正的了解彼此，并且能够互相扶持、勉励、建立教会。
Right now, take a quick moment and look at the people who are sitting around you.
好，现在就请你看一下坐在你旁边周围的人。
If you are sitting next to your family members, look at those people who are not, you're not related to.
看你的家人不算哦。
And I want to ask you, you know, what are the praises and prayer requests of those people around you?
我想要问你，你知道你周围的人有什么事情要感谢神，或是有什么需要代祷的事项吗？
Would you be able to tell me without asking them right now?
你不要问他们，你可以告诉我。他们现在的状况如何吗？
Do we really know what is the members are going through?
Yeah, 我们知道他们的生活正处在什么种情况吗？
The only way that we can really serve one another is to spend time with one another, is to build up those relationships to each other.
我们若能够花时间来建立关系，就真正的能够彼此服侍，有爱的互动。
Finally, Paul says that we are to have this mind among ourselves.Which is yours in Christ Jesus.
最后，保罗跟我们说，当以基督耶稣的心为心。
And basically, Paul is saying that the best example of humility is that of Jesus Christ.
基本上，保罗在说，谦卑的最好的例子就是耶稣基督。
And he goes on in the rest of the passage to explain what Christ did for us.
他继续解释基督为我们所做的。
Jesus is fully God.
耶稣是完全的神
And yet he became fully man.
他也成了完全的人
He chose to set aside, emptied himself, parts of his godness to really understand us and be like us.
Yeah. 他选择放弃神的形象，就是倒空自己，来成为和我们一样的人，并经历我们所经历的。
He went through the birthing process and came out as a baby.
他也曾经在母亲的腹里，并出生为婴儿。
He was totally reliant on his parents as a baby.
他还小的时候也完全依赖着父母。
And as he grew, he had to mature and learn how to be a man.
随着他渐渐成长，他也必须在各方面学习长大成人。
He was tempted, but never fell into temptation.
他曾经受诱惑，但是从未陷入最终。
He was hungry, he needed to eat.
他饿了，需要吃饭。
He was tired and needed to sleep.
他累了，也需要睡觉。
He felt pain and disappointment.
他感到痛苦和失望。
He cried when his friend died.
他也曾经因为朋友过世而哭了。
Jesus went through everything that we went through.
耶稣经历了我们经历过的一切。
Jesus also fully obeyed.
耶稣也完完全全地顺服父神。
He knew the pain and suffering he was going to endure, but he followed through with God's will.
他知道他将要忍受的痛苦和羞辱，但是他完全遵行了上帝的旨意。
He died for us.
他为了我们而死。
He paid the penalty that we deserved.
他支付了我们应得刑罚的代价。
Obeying God and being humble isn't always easy.
谦卑的顺服神并不是容易做得到的。
In fact, it can be hard.
事实上，它是很困难的。
It is hard to be a disciple.
要成为耶稣的门徒不是容易的事。
It takes discipline.
需要纪律。
It takes effort.
需要付出代价。
It takes commitment.
需要忠心摆上，
But it is worth it.
但这一切都是值得的。
Jesus didn't remain dead.
耶稣死而复活了。
But he proved that he is God and our Messiah when God raised him from the dead.
当他从死里复活时，就证明了他是神，也是我们的弥赛亚。
He overcame death and sin and Satan, and God exalted him.
他战胜了罪和死亡，还有撒旦，所以神将他升为至高。
And one day, every knee will bow.
有一天万膝要敬拜。
Everyone will fall before him and see and recognize him as Lord.
万口要承认耶稣基督是主。
And for us, this is a great hope and promise that we hold on to.
对基督徒来说，这是我们多么宝贵的盼望和应许。
Being a disciple is hard, but there is great reward as well.
作为一个基督的门徒很难，但是更大的奖赏。
So quick recap before we close.
所以在我们结束之前呢，我们来回顾一下今天的重点。
I want to challenge you to love like Christ.
求主激发我们像基督一样的去爱。
Be humble.
需要谦卑。
Put others first.
看别人比自己强。
Serve one another.
彼此服侍。
Be unified.
以合一的心
have the same mission,
有共同的使命
work together,
一起合作
move forward together as one church,
教会就如同一个身体一样一起往前行
be like Christ,
要学习耶稣基督
build up the relationships inside the church,
建立教会里面弟兄姐妹的关系
but also welcome those into the church,
同时也欢迎新朋友进入教会
And show the world what true love really looks like.
向世人显示出什么是真正的爱。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
I want to thank you for EFC Arcadia.
我要为圣安教会来感谢你。
I want to thank you for all the things you are doing here.
我要为你现在正在这个教会。
And the things that you will continue to do through this church.
还有将来要借着圣安教会成就的事感恩。
I pray that this Christmas season,
恳求主在这个圣诞假期,
that we would show and share your love to those around us,
使用我们向周围的人分享你的爱,
and I pray that you will be glorified in all that we do.
愿主你在我们所做的一切中得着荣耀。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
We love you.
我们爱你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.